Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Iron Men and Women of the American Drug-Free Powerlifting Federation. I'm Bill Sias, along with Mike Stagg. We are, respectively, the Vice President and President of the ADFPF. This is the official ADFPF podcast where you can get information about our organization, as well as information on strength and how to be a better powerlifter. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ADFPF. You can also check out everything you need to know at our website at ADFPF.net. Tonight is part two of Team USA lifter discussion. Tonight we're going to discuss the male lifters. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. And I am.
So before we started with the lifter preview, I think maybe you have some stuff to share about the entry forms and information should be going out, I believe, this evening to lifters, and maybe you want to review the process for registering.
Sure. The email will go out shortly after the podcast this evening to everyone who is qualified. You can register that way. Preferably, however, you'll go to the website. And to get to it, if you go to the event calendar, and on event calendar, scroll down to the single event world championship. The last of the bullet points under that is Team USA entry form. Click that, and you will see pictures of past singlets. I only put that in there because I thought it was interesting. A photo or a rendering of the 2019 singlet and a really cool jacket that you can get to go along with that. Sizing chart. The official warm-up, sizing charts for that, a t-shirt, and if you continue to scroll down, you'll find an entry form. The required fields here are starred, and you can fill out everything. After filling it out, within 48 hours typically, you'll get a request for payment after we've verified, and you'll be ready to go. You'll get an email letting you know when we're all set. If you don't get the email, or if you're not clearly aware that you are selected for the team, please don't fill out the form. You just make extra work for me where I delete you. So that's basically it right now, Mike. Any questions on that?
No. One thing I did want to clarify, we do ask that all lifters, we are making it mandatory that the lifters wear a ADFPF singlet in this event. You do not have to order this year's singlet if you do not want to, but I believe Bill has the past singlets on there. So if you have one of those singlets, you're more than welcome to wear that or, of course, order the singlet this year. It is a new design. I think it looks very nice. And as far as the warm-ups, those are completely optional, but they are very nice. I always order them. They're quality, and it's always nice to have a jacket that says Team USA on it. This year we're offering both warm-ups as a top and bottom pair, or we also have an option with it's just a pullover, and you can get all of the above if you like. And then, of course, there's a T-shirt for Team USA. Did I catch everything, Bill?
You did. The only thing I would add is that we've run into this in the past. You can order the warm-up pants and top in different sizes. I know there are a lot of power lifters out there that they wear an extra large shirt and large pants. That's perfectly okay. So that's no problem at all. Just
Bill,
make sure to note that when you order it.
And Bill, if anybody is not actually lifting or selected for the team, can they still order warm-ups or singlet if they wish?
The warm up, absolutely. Yeah, that's not a problem at all. The singlet, I guess that's something we should discuss since it does say Team USA on it.
Okay. So we'll see if we get any interest in that and discuss that. But I believe what you're saying right now is the singlets, you have to be on Team USA to get that singlet. That's how you get it.
That's my belief at the moment. I could be talked out of that, I suspect.
Well, good. If you don't have anything else, I guess we can review the main topic today, which is the male lifters.
Let's go for it.
Okay, so we'll start with the unequipped division, and we're going to start with our lightest lifter, this Jonathan Wren, in the 56-kilo class. Jonathan comes in with Jonathan has won the world championships a few times. I know in Boston he didn't quite have the day he wanted to have, and he actually ended up not winning that time. But last year at Nationals, he set a new world record in the squat, and he comes in with a qualifying squat to this meet of 182.5 kilos. That's 402 pounds for a 123-pound lifter, over three times body weight on an unequipped squat. Truly one of the most remarkable squatters I think you'll see.
Agreed.
And, of course, he also comes in with a very, very respectable bench press of 102 kilos, which is about 225 pounds, I believe, maybe 230, and then a deadlift of 170 kilos. So Jonathan is definitely going to be one of the lifters, as always, to look out for. You really don't want to miss him squat. He's just unbelievable in the squat.
Indeed. He's a real joy to watch, too. He puts on quite the show.
And I believe Jonathan is also one of our international referees. So lifters should be nice
also
to
true.
Him. He might be judging your lifts. Moving on to the 67.5 kilo class, junior lifter, Jacob Stagg. I think I know him.
I've met him a few dozen times.
Yeah, so Jacob is also an international referee. And like Jonathan, he comes into this meet with a couple of world teenage titles under his belt, and I think he's got a couple of world records along the way too, particularly, I believe, in the deadlift, and I think he may have one in the squat. But he comes into us in the junior class with 147.5 kilo squat. It qualified him. And poundage, I think, let's see, it's somewhere 336 pounds, something like that. And then he comes in with a deadlift of 192.5 kilos, which I believe puts that somewhere around 425 pounds. So I expect that Jonathan and Jacob have competed together as friends for a long time, so you will probably see them hanging out a lot together, would be my guess. Moving on to the 75 kilo class, we have several lifters. The highest lifter coming into this would be the junior. Well, actually, we have a tie. The junior lifter, Nolan Banks, he comes in with 175 kilo squat for his qualifier, and myself, I come in with 175 kilo squat. So those are the top squats. If we move to the bench press, I guess I have the highest bench press coming into this is 147.5 kilos. And God willing, I might make a run at the world record for the day. I'm going to have to do just a little bit more than that. But I believe right now 147.5 kilos actually ties it. So
I believe you're right.
I
looked at that a while ago. You can get it.
Yeah, we'll see. But while that's good, the most impressive bench press in my mind comes in from Gerald Lindis. He qualified with 102.5 kilos. That puts him in about 225-pound bench press, but this gentleman is 82 years old. He qualified here in Evansville at our qualifying meet. He's a real pleasure to lift, and just you know, he's unbelievable. I just could not believe an 82-year-old man was able to lift 225 pounds, and he really did that solid.
And I believe one of us started a rumor that he may appear on the podcast fairly soon.
Yes, we are reaching out to him to try to organize some time and talk with him. So we'll have something in the future there. And then moving on to the deadlift, the highest deadlift comes in. It would be myself again with a 202-kilo deadlift. So that's certainly not what I would like to, but we'll see if I can get that up a little bit higher. And then we have Nolan Banks coming in just at 162.5, and Robert White, who's a Master 6 70-year-old lifter, is qualified with 165-kilo deadlift. Rounding out this class, we also have Landon Caswell. He's a 14-year-old lifter. This will actually be his second meet. His first meet was the qualifier we had at the pit to get into this meet. So he just made the qualifier on his squat, and he qualified by a very comfortable margin on his deadlift.
Excellent.
So moving on to the 82.5-kilo men's class, we have this class really has several outstanding master lifters in it. But when we go to the squat, the highest squat comes in with a qualifier from Derek Solomon with 190-kilo squat. It's about 15 kilos above the qualifier. And I think that squat is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 413 pounds, if I'm correct. I'm doing these conversions in my head, so don't hold me to my numbers.
Yep.
I'm just trying to go off of memory, but I think I'm pretty close anyhow. And then we also have in this class, Robert Batko and Jim Stovall are both master lifters. They're both master 7 lifters, and they both come in. They'll be competing against each other, actually. And James Stovall comes in with 140-kilo squat, and Robert Batko comes in with 137.5-kilo squat. So not very much separates those two gentlemen.
And Robert's had a rough time coming back. He had shoulder replacement surgery not very long ago, and those of us at lift know that shoulder issues can affect your squat in very dramatic ways. And pretty proud of him getting back at it with this quickly after the surgery.
Sure. On the bench press, this class, we didn't have a lot of guys opting to bench press. We had Randy Regan as a master 4 lifter. He qualified with 117.5-kilo bench press against a 105 qualifier. And then Mike Voland, he's a master 7 lifter, 70 years old, qualified with a 95-kilo bench, which was 15 kilos above the qualifier. However, Mike actually had a very poor day of lifting, to be honest, when he did that 95. It was his opener, and it was the only one he got. He missed his second lift, I believe, on kind of a technicality. He set up and didn't realize that he was off center on the bar, and then he just barely missed his third one. So I know he's capable of quite a bit more, and I certainly expect that he'll bench more than that. In the deadlift, the highest deadlift comes in with Cole Tyring. Cole Tyring is a teenage lifter, 18 years old. He comes in with a 255-kilo qualifier. That's 100 kilos over the qualifying amount. Cole does not have the world record in the deadlift, but he has broke the world record unofficially multiple times. So I expect that he will definitely be making a run to put his name in the WDFPF record books here. So
excellent. Got a good chance.
His just for those that don't want to convert, I think 255 kilos, that converts to somewhere around 562-pound deadlift for a 181-pound teenager. That's not too shabby.
Nope.
And then our number two lifter there, Robert Badko, as a 73-year-old lifter, comes in with a qualified lift of 190 kilos. Again, like you just mentioned, off of recent surgery, and I know that's taken a toll on him because I believe it was just a couple of years ago, Robert was still pulling over 500 pounds. So,
yep.
He still a respectable pull, but we'll see how he does. I know he's been on the comeback trail for some time now.
Yep, he's a hard worker, tough old bird, as we would say.
Yeah, so let's move on to the 90 kilo class. In the squat, the top squat comes to us with Mason Reed out of Western Illinois University, I believe, is where he's out of. And he qualified with 185 kilo squat. That was the top squat, although we do have some master lifters here who have put up pretty decent squats. The most impressive, honestly, is probably Dave Mansfield coming in with he's a 73-year-old lifter, coming in with 155 kilo qualifier, which I believe is also the world record. I believe Dave broke the world record with that lift, if I'm not mistaken. And it seems like every time Dave lifts, he's breaking world records. And I don't expect that we'll see anything different this time.
Yep. He doesn't lift like an old guy, does he?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't act like an old guy either. So, moving on to the bench press, the top qualifier comes in with 165 kilo bench. That's Brandon Jackson. Brandon benched 165 kilos against a qualifier of 135, and following about 20 kilos behind him is master lifter John Jockum. John is a master four lifter, and he qualified with 142.5 kilo bench press against a 110 kilo qualifier. So, and then if we move on to the deadlift, the top deadlift in this class also goes to Brandon Jackson with a 272.5-kilo deadlift. If my math is correct, I think that's 600 pounds even, and that's against a 205-kilo qualifier. So definitely a big deadlift there. And then that's followed by Mason Reed and Dave Mansfield, Stephen Siebel, known as Wally. He's also qualified in all three attempts. He comes in with 182.5-kilo deadlift. And then finally, Andy Fiedler. And this will be, I believe, Andy's first international competition. So
it will. He's lifted at my meets a few times, but this is it, his first big one.
Okay, so then we start moving up to the bigger guys here. So we're moving into the 100-kilo class, squat. I think we're going to have a show here. We come in top qualifier, Jason St. Clair. He's a current world record holder. His qualifying squat of 305 kilos is actually higher than his own current world record. So I would expect that he's going to be looking to up that in his meet. And I think 305 kilos, I believe that is about 675 pounds.
Yeah, 672.5, but it was gone.
Okay. Yeah, so if you haven't seen Jason squat before, like I mentioned earlier with Jonathan Wren and his squat, Jason is a much bigger lifter, but equally as impressive to see someone just walk that amount of weight out and squat it without any equipment on. It's truly impressive. And then Terry Cox is a junior lifter. He's coming in with a 182.5-kilo qualifier against a 172.5 benchmark. Moving on to the bench press, Jason St. Clair, Also comes to us with the highest bench press, 185 kilos or 407 pounds, against a qualifier of 140 kilos. And then he's followed by Isaac Model with a 150-kilo qualifier. And then Anthony Burris, which I believe Anthony is actually out of Kentucky, so this is a hometown meet for him. He qualified with 147.5 kilos. And we have Terry Cox Jr., 145, and Randy Wiggins at 140. Moving on to the deadlift. Okay, so I told you that there's going to be a lot of shows in this class. So we have Benjamin Model coming in with a 322.5-kilo qualified deadlift against a 217.5-kilo qualifier. Bill, maybe you have a chart in front of you, but 322.5, I think that's north of 700 pounds now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a hair under 711 pounds.
Yeah, and so for those that don't know Benjamin, I have seen him, some of his training videos, and he did a triple with over 700 pounds here recently. So I know that it's been a goal of his for a while to go after that open deadlift world record, and it sure looks like he's on pace for it. I really expect to see him pull somewhere between probably 730 to 750 pounds.
That's going to be fun.
Maybe his aspirations are even a little higher. I'm not sure.
It's going to be fun to watch any way you look at it.
So in the open class, the number two deadlift coming in is Dustin Meadows. He's lifting in the 100-kilo class. I think he weighed in at the qualifier at 90.1 kilos. So, unless he eats a lot of food here, he's probably going to be the lightest lifter. But he qualified with a 237.5-kilo deadlift. And then that's followed by Anthony Burris at 227.5, and then Terry Cox Jr. at 197.5.
All very respectful.
So move on to the 110-kilo class. None of the 110-kilo lifters opted to squat, but we have several master lifters here, and one open lifter, the top lifter, comes to us is Jason Williams. He's a master one lifter. He has the top bench of 185 kilos or 407 pounds, and he's followed by Woody Brown, master three lifter with 170-kilo lift. And then Andy Holder is our open lifter with 165 kilos. And then Brad Lovejoy with 132.5. Again, Brad has been around for a while, so those that have followed the sport for a while, Brad is a longtime ADFPF member and international lifter, so I expect he'll do fine.
Yep.
And in this class, we only have one lifter opting to do a deadlift, and this is Pat Tyring. He's qualified with a 240-kilo lift against 172.5-kilo qualifier as a 62-year-old lifter. I'm not sure what Pat's goals are in this meet, but I think just as recently as last year at single event nationals, he pulled 600 pounds. So I think that's a fairly conservative qualifier for him, and we'll see what he decides to do. Moving on to the 125-kilo class, the biggest squat. Again, we're going to have some big squats in this class. Biggest squat comes to us from Mark Kessler. He hit a 285-kilo unequipped squat against a 217 qualifier. 285 pounds is somewhere north of 600 pounds, I think about 630, something like that.
628 and a third.
628. And then he's followed by Justin Sproul with 250 kilos. And then Jesse Jones is our third-place open qualifier coming in with an even 227.5-kilo squat, or 500 pounds. Moving on to the bench press, Mark Kessler comes in with a 500-pound bench press qualifier against a 157.5-kilo qualifier. So he's easily the strongest bench presser, at least from a qualification perspective, coming into this class. And Justin Sproul is behind him at 195 kilos. And then in third place here is Adrian Ninneber. Adrian is 63 years old, holds multiple world records out of Canada. If you're wondering how a Canadian got on Team USA, currently the Canadian lifters are sanctioned under the American Federation. So
yep.
Adrian will be wearing Team USA colors. So,
and he's a proud Canadian American lifter.
Sure, sure. And moving on to the deadlift, again, we have Mark Kessler coming in with the high deadlift of 260 kilos, but not by a lot. Dan Bullock qualified with his opening lift of 257.5 kilos. So we will see how the deadlift turns out. And then not very far behind them is Adrian Ninneber with a 245 kilo deadlift. So that's some big deadlifters in this class.
There sure are.
Moving on with the 145-kilo class, we have the top squat from Toby Elmer, 245 kilos as a master lifter, and he's followed by Derek Hill and Gary Krueger. Gary has also, like you mentioned, with Robert Backhoe, Gary's been battling some health issues over the last couple of years. I'm really glad to see him get a qualified lift in there. So he will be, you know, he didn't qualify by a whole lot in any of his lifts, but just enough to get qualified. And he's been on the comeback trail for some time. Gary has holds several of our American records, so he's been around a while. And God willing, if his health holds up, I'm sure he's going to get right back to form.
Yeah. Gary's one of these guys that, you know, you go back just a few years and he was a beast. He's an incredible lifter, but like you said, he's had both his own health issues and health issues in his family, and I'm just happy to see him lifting again.
Okay, then the top bench press comes to us with Cecil Scherzinger with a 500-pound qualified bench press, and the top deadlifter in this class is Toby Elmer with 255 kilos. And he's followed not very far behind by Derek Hill with 230 kilos. Derek also had shoulder surgery a little over a year ago, so he continues to get stronger and stronger. Moving on to the 145-kilo class, kilo-plus class, qualifiers in bench press with Terry Cox Sr. with a 446-pound bench press, and Rich DeLeon with 407 pounds. So I think we'll see some big bench presses there. And then Terry also has the high deadlift of 215. Hopefully, I think we're going to run out of time here, but we'll continue. And since nobody's listening live, they're going to have to listen to this anyhow.
That's true. We're sneaky today. We are not on at our normal time.
Right. So in the equip division, we have two 75-kilo master lifters in this division, 69 and 70 years old. Gary Hayden has a 155-kilo squat and a 112.5-kilo bench press. And then Robert White comes to us with a 160-kilo deadlift. In the equipped division for 82.5 kilos, we've only got one lifter, Corey Perdaris is our open lifter out of your gym, right, Bill?
No, he's out of a gym I used to own, but he is out of Muskegon.
Okay, well, he qualified with 192.5-kilo squat, 140-kilo bench, and 207-kilo deadlift. So,
and I believe those qualifiers did come out of my gym, but yes.
Okay, then The 90-kilo class has a couple of crossovers from our unequipped division. We've got John Jockum decided he's going to lift equipped as well, and he qualified with 172.5-kilo bench. And then Dave Mansfield qualified in all three events in equipped as well. So I'm not sure if he's going to do all equipped and all unequipped, but again, I'm sure he's going to be setting national records and world records across the board in a lot of these cases.
Pretty much guaranteed.
So moving on to the 100-kilo class, we get another treat. Jason St. Clair decided that, you know, he may as well squat equipped as well in this meet. So his qualifier is the same 305 kilos, but I'm anxious to see what happens when Jason wraps his knees and puts a suit on.
Yep.
If he trains for it properly, he'll easily go over 700 pounds. But, you know, I don't know how dedicated Jason is to equip training, but I guess we're going to find out.
It'll be a fun show any way you look at it.
Sure. And then Bruce Thomas, he's another international lifter, has been around for a while. 56 years old, comes in with a high squat of 240 kilos. And deadlift of 275 kilos. Moving on to the 110 kilo class. We only had one lifter opting to squat, and that's Aaron Rosenhammer. He qualified with a 245 kilo squat. Moving on to the bench press. Here we have world record holder David Walker. Will be competing in the bench press. He qualified with a 242.5 kilo bench press. Help me out, Bill. What is that? 540
pounds? Well, essentially double. 242.5.
Yeah, I believe it's somewhere around 540, something like that. So Dave's been around for a while. I think his last
534.6.
Okay, so his last international competition, I believe, was in Antwerp, Belgium, where he set a world record there. So he's easily the biggest bench presser in this class. And then on the deadlift, again, Aaron Rosenhammer has a 237.5 kilo deadlift. Going on to the 125 kilo class, we see Jeff Beauchesne. I'm not sure, Jeff hasn't lifted a whole lot internationally, but he certainly is well known here in the States for his bench pressing ability. He holds almost all of the bench press American records for his class. So Jeff's going to be lifting in a new division here, I believe. He's 70 years old now, and he comes to his qualified with 142.5 kilo bench press. So,
which I was there. It was at a meet in my gym, and it was very light for him. He was going easy because he just came back from hip replacement. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say. He could have
lifted a lot more.
Knowing Jeff in the past, that seemed like that was light to me. Rounding out our lifters in the equipped division, super heavies, Rich De Leon qualified with 185 kilo bench press, and Randy Pirtle comes to us with 150 kilo bench press. And I believe that's it, Bill.
That's the bottom of the list.
So, okay, I know we ran over a little bit, but we wanted to give a breakdown.
Yep.
I don't have anything else to add other than I did want to just continue to reiterate to lifters to be prepared for this meet, make sure you know the rules, and train hard.
And let me add, if you're confused, and ask, you know, it's, I would much rather answer a question now than stand there at the meet with both of us being embarrassed. So, and a number of people have felt free to ask questions, and I have no problem answering them. Neither does Mike. I'm speaking for you, Mike. So ask the questions. It's a good idea to. There are two versions of the rules on the website. Tim Piper, the secretary of the Federation, put together a really good condensed version. I would start by reading that, and then I would read the full version as well. You may feel free to skip the Constitution area, book one, but the other ones are all going to be good for you. That's about all I have. So I'm going to close it up unless you have something else, Mike. I don't think you do. All right, here we go. You can listen to our show live every Sunday evening, or most every Sunday evening, here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll post the link on Facebook and on our website so you can find us easily. The ADFPF also has an email update. You can register for that by scrolling down to the bottom of the event calendar page at adfpf.net/meet-calendar. We also like to encourage you to submit questions to us on anything powerlifting related. We'll answer as many as we can at the end of the show. Send your questions to us on Facebook or by email. You can find our email addresses are prominently displayed on the website in the admin page, and our Facebook page again is facebook.com/ADFPF. So until next week, I'm Bill Sias. Remember, the bar is loaded.
Stay strong.